Dengue fever formed in L.A. in 2001. Brothers Ethan and Zach Holtzman were inspired by Ethan's trip to Cambodia and the cassettes he brought back of Cambodian pop music from the late 60s up to 1975. They were fortunate to find an amazing Cambodian singer living in L.A., Cham Nawal, and after recording an album of Cambodian covers, began to write their own music on Escape from Dragon House. They released a new album, Venus on Earth, earlier this year. I asked Ethan to describe the original Cambodian music on those cassettes that he brought back.
The original music was written by Sin Sisamuth, and Rosary Satia was the main singer. He wrote over 1,000 songs, and it just ended in, you know, when the Khmer Rouge came in. But basically, the music is kind of like a traditional Cambodian influence with Western and British psychedelic rock and roll. And the vocals were just, you know, it's sung in Khmer, so it was, that just took it over the top.
And you, just on a whim buy a cassette to begin with, or how did you?
Yeah, I mean, traveling, I was traveling in Southeast Asia for 6 months, so I was kind of, you know, listening to music in every country I went to and picking up instruments here and there, some music here and there, so... That was how I got a taste of it.
Now, I hear like a whole influence of California. I guess surf music would be the best thing in terms of the guitar work on this stuff. This like amazing reverb and stuff. Is that a big part of the influence?
Yeah, I mean, that was a part of what they were listening to.
Yeah.
Also.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Which makes sense indeed. Well, Ethan, how big a sell was it when you came back to talk Zach into doing a band? That
he was listening to Cambodian rock too, so it was just like it was
here.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, how did you find that?
My friend Byram, who was working at Aquarius Records in San Francisco, he gave me a CD, and so I was listening to it, and then I moved to Los Angeles, and my brother and I talked about the crazy idea of maybe pulling together a band to play some of those tunes, and then it just kind of happened.
and as we say, it's totally progressed since then. And finding Cham Nawal to sing was a godsend for you guys. I mean, if people have had a chance to see Dengue Fever, just an amazing performer and an amazing singer. Now, What did you do? You wanted to find somebody to sing in Cambodia, and I mean, you put an ad on Craigslist, or what do you do?
We heard that there was a population of 50,000 Cambodians living in Long Beach, so we started driving down to Long Beach and going to the nightclubs and watching the bands play and hearing people perform, and then we went. We eventually made it to the best club, which was at the time Dragon House.
Mm-hmm.
And Nawal was up on stage, and we walked in, and as soon as she started singing, I was just, you know, elbowing my brother in the ribs. and so then we approached her afterwards.
And so that first album, Escape from Dragon House, is her escape from playing there?
Yeah, that's right. When we first started playing, they would not let her play any Friday or Saturday night shows. They wouldn't let her miss Friday or Saturday night, so... We had to like turn down a lot of good shows, and anyway.
So. Well, eventually she quit her day job.
Yeah.
Here. So, well, why don't you guys do a tune? I guess one from the new album, and we'll find out more.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Dengue Fever are playing live for us today on the Cafe. Paul Smith on drums, and Cenan Williams on the bass, on saxophone, David Rolick, Zach Holtzman on guitar, Ethan Holtzman on farfisa or facsimile thereof, and Chamdi Mol on vocals. And Zach, you're credited with writing all of these, so either you've really learned Khmer or you have a translator involved somewhere.
We have a translator, yes.
And what have you found out about what you write in English and what happens when it gets translated?
Well, usually when you write a sentence, a line that's maybe 8 or 9 syllables in English, it turns into about 23 or 25 syllables in Khmer.
Oh.
So we have to really streamline it and get rid of the extraneous words.
So not extraneous syllables. Just,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
It translates perfectly.
Well, pretty much some words, you know, yeah, like the English words, so we end up with less.
I guess the question would be more for Nimol. Now, what did your friends at the Dragon House think of these guys that you were playing with when you first started?
Yes. The first, I think, 5 years ago, you know, Zach and Ethan, they came, you know, looking for the singer, and then all my friends, they told me about don't trust them that much. They're just talking, you know, like forget about them. And, you know, but I believe Ethan gave me the CD from 60, the song called I'm 16 and New Year's Eve, and the cover number one from Rusre City and Pandron singer from Cambodian. And they asked me about, do you know the song? I said, yeah, I know the song. I know the singer. And that's when we need to sing like that, something like that.
Yeah. And it ended up working, totally. Well, you do a wonderful duet on here, a transcontinental duet, or transoceanic, I should say, called Tiger Phone Card. Can you do that one?
Sure.
You live in Phnom Penh. I check my email.
I'm taking out to fall asleep. So I write you back and come to me. And tell me we'll be together. The first thing that I do is throw my arms around you
and never let go. From my hotel room, I'm sitting on the hallway floor. I know that we are so, 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 so tired. My phone card is expired.
I'm not afraid to
Tiger Phone Card is Dengue Fever playing live for us today on the Cafe. Their new album is called Venus on Earth. And I noticed you guys are going to a screening tonight of Sleepwalking Through the Mekong, the film, which was made, how long ago, a year ago? Or
We went to Cambodia at the end of 2005.
Oh, okay. So.
But the film just got completed about a half year ago. Because I realized that making, or we all realize that making a film is very involved. As Zach explains in the film, that it's just kind of everything just kind of flows and just kind of goes. And that's how the film kind of turned out, a very beautiful kind of odyssey.
Like Sleepwalking Through the Mekong.
Exactly.
Now, what was your expectations about playing there, though? I mean, did you have any idea how this would be received?
We had no clue. I mean, that was exciting. But what happened was the second day we were there, we played on CTN, Cambodian Television Network. Mm-hmm. And they knew that we were going to be there for a few weeks. And so we showed up to the TV station. We didn't know if we were playing 3 songs or 20 songs. Well, we ended up doing a 2-hour special. It was basically 2 songs interview, 2 songs interview. And then since they knew we were there, they were screening our film 3-4 times a day for the rest of our stay. And it goes everywhere. So like immediately, everyone in Cambodia knew we were there, knew we were playing. And so it was just crazy. It was off the hook. And then the biggest show was at the Tolny Basak stage. It was in the shanty town in Phnom Penh. And that was to about 1,000 Cambodians. And that was the most amazing show and experience I think I've ever had musically.
Were they reserved at first, or did they get into it to begin with?
I think the Cambodian crowds in general are reserved, and also just basically taking it all in, because we're playing, you know, pre-Khmer Rouge music, and a Western band with Chom Nimal as our singer was I think, a sight to behold, you know. And, you know, Zach sings a couple songs in Khmer, and so we were performing those as well. So I think it was pretty emotional. You know, I think it was kind of heavy duty. I think it's the first time that these songs had been performed this way.
Now, when the Khmer Rouge took over, this music went, where did it go? Did it disappear completely, or?
Well, it didn't disappear, because, you know, there were people that did get out, and they got out with records, you know, so that body of work was preserved. But anything that was in Cambodia at the time was destroyed, along with its artists, were basically, mm-hmm. I mean, the Khmer Rouge sought out anyone with a formal education, any connection with the Western world in any way, were basically sought out and killed. Hmm. Yeah, so all these artists, that this music that we were originally inspired by, were killed.
90% of the musicians in Cambodia at the time.
Ralki doesn't have a mic, but he said 90% of the musicians at the time were killed.
Which would explain their being a bit reserved when you came playing this music.
Yeah, I mean,
it's forbidden music. That's, well.
You know, I mean, in Cambodia, talking about, you know, Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge is, I think, not talked about that much, and when it is, it's pretty
cautious.
Emotional. Yeah, very cautious. Still, yeah, cautious.
Nimal's, yeah, she always is very careful not to say anything, because it's still fresh. You know, it's not that long ago.
Mm. Dengue Fever are our guests today on the show, and we just, Zach, I don't know, we just heard one song which had a guy who wasn't too sober in it, and now we have another one with another guy who's not too sober in it. Interesting. I don't know if it means anything.
He's writing them about me. That's what it's about.
There you go. But this song features Echo Park, which is where you guys are from, or?
Yes.
So this is Sober Driver?
Yeah.
Baby,
Sober Driver is Dengue Fever playing live for us today. It's kind of obvious to spend so much time talking about the Cambodian side of what you guys do because it's kind of derived from that. But it seems like you've been evolving. I mean, this is a band that has different influences in it. And as you write more in English, and does the music change up and stylistically? It seems to on this album in particular.
Well, yeah, a few of us were in bands before this, and we are always writing the bulk of our material, you know, was all original. And so this, playing those old Cambodian tunes was just kind of a way for us to start the ball rolling.
Right.
So it was a pretty quick transition once we started, you know, feeling each other's influences and becoming a family.
I mean, I think this is the first time Nimal played in a band that did play original material, because I think she's more familiar with just all these songs, this repertoire of music that just keeps getting played over and over at all these right. different supper clubs. And so I think this whole style of playing and traveling and touring, and I mean, she's done plenty of travel, she still does, but just this whole style of playing music in kind of the rock and roll scene or the, you know, the international scene, I think is pretty new for Nimal to us.
Well, thank you guys so much for playing live.
Thank
it's real
you.
Cool.
Thanks.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Dengue Fever, our guests, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.